Father Dennis McBride, the Redemptorist scripture scholar, tells a story about the leader of an Indian tribe in North America. For many generations, they had lived their lives at the foot of a large mountain. And one day, the chief summoned his three sons and said to them, "I am dying, and before my death, I must choose one of you to succeed me as head of our tribe. I have the same task for each of you. I want you to climb our holy mountain and bring me back something beautiful. The one whose gift is the most outstanding will be the one to succeed me." The next morning, the sons set out on their search, each taking a different path to the top of the mountain. After several days, the three sons returned. The first brought his father a flower which grew near the summit of the mountain. It was extremely rare and beautiful. The second son brought his father a valuable stone, round and colourful, a stone which had been polished over the years by rain and sandy winds. But when the third son returned, everyone saw that his hands were empty. He said to his father, "I brought back nothing to show you. As I stood at the top of the holy mountain, I saw on the other side that there was a beautiful land filled with green pastures. In the middle of these pastures, there is a crystal lake. And I have a vision of where our tribe could go for a better life." I was so overwhelmed with what I saw, by what I could see, that I could not bring anything back. And the father replied, "You shall be our tribe's new leader, for you have brought back the most precious thing of all, the gift of a vision for a better future." Sorry about the interruption. I wasn't sure whether I should send anyone out of church at this stage. Well, that's the story. There's no doubt that with Pope Francis, we are currently all engaged in seeking that gift of a vision for a better future for our planet Earth. The golden brown leaves outside falling from the trees remind us that we're moving into the winter season. And in the Gospel, we heard Jesus reminding the people how they can recognize the coming of summer when they see the twigs on the fig tree growing supple and producing leaves. And Jesus suggested that we ourselves should be just as observant in reading the wider signs of the times. In those days, Israel was an occupied country, just as Britain was at that time, all part of the Roman Empire. But in Israel, there was growing unrest at the way the Roman occupiers were treating the people. And it was only a matter of time before the temple in Jerusalem would be completely destroyed by the Romans. It was a time when people felt that the world was coming to an end. And St. Mark's description in the Gospel today, his description of the life of Jesus, takes account of this feeling among the people, among the early Christians, who are experiencing terrible persecutions. But Jesus gave a promise to those who were faithful to him. He said, "At the end of time, they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and majesty. Then, too, he will send the angels to gather his chosen people from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven." In the midst of all their suffering, the people were encouraged, as we are, by a vision of the future, the vision that that third son of the tribal chief had when he came down from the mountain, not with a beautiful flower or a precious stone, but with a clear and hopeful vision for the future. Jesus said then, But as for the day or the hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but no one but the Father. So it remains for us in the meantime, strengthened by God's Holy Spirit, to persevere and live our lives in a way that demonstrates the truth of the Gospels. We've all received a precious gift, the gift of faith, and it's a gift that we want to share with others by living our lives calmly and peaceably, as if each day might be our last, remembering in our prayers on this Remembrance Sunday all those who have gone before us in death. The last verse of today's psalm we heard sung, "Lord, you will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever."